Have you ever looked at a situation or a person and thought, there is just no way? Today, I want to share a story that reminds us that what seems impossible to us is never impossible for God. There is no way. Have you ever found yourself saying this? I mean, I know I have. Whatever the situation, I mean, it seems like it's impossible and that there is just no way that it's going to work out. But I've been proven wrong at least once. I had a friend who was just kind of wild and crazy, and I said, there is no way they're ever going to settle down, get married, have kids. And years later, there they were, proving me wrong. I worked with a professor once, and he told me, there's no way that kid's ever going to be a doctor. And years later, there he is, being a great physician. I mean, even within my own family, some said that none of us kids would ever amount to anything. And maybe, just maybe, they didn't understand the power of God. Do you remember Paul? He wasn't always known as Paul, was he? Let's look at these scriptures in the book of Acts, chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 57 and 58. It says, at this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him. They dragged him out of the city, and they began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. Now let's look at Acts 8:1. And Saul approved of their killing him. This is our first introduction to Saul. He was a Pharisee. He was upholding the law to a T. He was present at the stoning of Stephen. He approved of the killing. He wanted to be rid of these Christians. The scriptures go on to say how Paul was trying to destroy the church and how he persecuted the Christians. I mean, terrified of what he would do to them, they fled their homes and they were searching for safety. How would we react to this man today? What if I said he would become one of the greatest missionaries and testimonies of Jesus Christ? What if I told you that God used him in a mighty way to spread the gospel and defend Christians? Your response might be, there is no way, but God. I love that, don't you? I mean, when it feels impossible, there's God. Is there someone who comes to your mind that you would say, there is no way they could ever be saved? Listen, today, let's begin praying for the salvation of that person. I mean, you have no idea how God could use them. So who's that one person that you could be praying for? Or maybe you're watching this and you're thinking, that's me. God could never forgive me for what I've done. He could never change me. He could never use me. My friend, when things feel impossible, there's God. He is the way. I'm going to spend just a little bit more time here this morning in the book of Acts. Will you join me? I'd love to send you a quick text with some questions to kind of help guide our time together in these scriptures. All you have to do is just text the word awake to the number on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.